The highlight of Wednesday's card, the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Another short price favourite in this one, Gary, and another horse looking to repeat the trick of last year. Size in Europe, he's a shade of odds on. He was 10s when he won it last year.
Yeah, no prizes for originality here, Tom. He looks a very, very worthy favourite indeed. Probably not a vintage year in terms of the level of competition for this race. The funny thing is, all along, I've thought there's been very little to choose between himself and Big Zeb. I thought overall the form, you know, Cheltenham was reversed at Punchestown last year. Big Zeb had finished in front of him in the Tide Cottage chase before Cheltenham last year as well. But that race at Punchestown last time just seemed to suggest that Sizing Europe has moved up to a different level over Big Zeb. And the funny thing was, through that race, I thought Big Zeb seemed to be going the better of the pair for a long way, even though Robbie Parra, I know afterwards, said he wasn't really happy at any stage with the way Big Zeb was travelling. So having been in the Big Zeb camp maybe on value grounds prior to Punchestown, I really find it hard to see him turning that form around now. I don't know what Colin Murphy can do with him in the interim to maybe turn things around. Sizing Europe just looks untouchable, really.
And is there anything maybe at a price that would tempt you in on the each way at all? Or
to be honest, no, Tom. It is a race that has a nice shape for an each way bet because there's only 9, I think, entered as things stand. There's every possibility one or two of those might even come out before the race itself. Somersby, for example, looks likely to run in the Ryanair, so it could cut up.